Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the costs of this war. And when I talk about the costs, I'm not just talking about the purchase price of the military equipment involved. We'll be looking at the total impact on everything. So we'll start off by looking at the total cost of the damage that's been incurred so far by Ukraine. And we'll have a look at the cost of the damage and also the cost of rebuilding everything that's been destroyed. We'll then look at the amount of aid that's been provided by various countries all around the world. We'll then look at what the total cost of this war to Russia has been, what they've spent so far. We'll then talk about the costs that have been incurred with regards to housing all of the refugees that have fled from Ukraine. And then finally today, I'll finish up with the total impact on the global economy, because the sanctions that have been imposed directly as a result of this war are starting to reduce the GDP in Russia, but they're also having a detrimental impact on a lot of other countries and a lot of things like the price of oil and gas and food. And all of that is leading to a reduction in global GDP. So we'll do an estimate as to what the total impact of this war has been on global GDP. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. We'll talk about what the total cost is right now. And we'll also talk about when the end of this war is likely to come. Because as long as the war carries on, the cost of this war will continue growing on a daily basis. But before we start on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content. And also please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if there's a section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below, where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. The Kyiv School of Economics have been keeping a detailed breakdown of all of the damage that's been recorded all across Ukraine during the course of this conflict. And this table details the direct losses that have been incurred as a result of damage to physical infrastructure since the beginning of the war. It's estimated that the total number of houses that have been damaged or destroyed during the conflict is now almost 130,000 units. And that figure is broken down into around 115,000 houses and 15,000 apartments. Now, in terms of monetary value, the apartments actually make up a much larger percentage. And that equates to around $42 billion worth of property. In addition to that, around $5.5 billion worth of houses have been destroyed. And that gives a total value of all of the housing that's been damaged and destroyed of $48 billion. In terms of the infrastructure that's been damaged, 19 civilian airports have been struck as part of the war, and almost 24,000 roads have been damaged or destroyed. It's estimated that the cost of those airports is around $2 billion, and the total cost of all of the roads is over $25 billion. So in total, almost $32 billion worth of infrastructure has been damaged or destroyed so far. It's estimated that almost 400 businesses have been damaged at a cost of around $9 billion, and the agricultural damage is around $4 billion. In terms of transport, so far over 105,000 cars have been damaged or destroyed, and over 17,000 public transport vehicles, at a total cost between the two of just short of $2.5 billion. In terms of education, 764 kindergartens have been damaged, and 1,453 educational institutions have been affected, at a total cost of just under $4 billion. In addition to these figures, the cost of damage to the infrastructure for energy is estimated to be $1.8 billion, healthcare $1.6 billion, utilities $1.3 billion, culture, religion, sport and tourism just under $1 billion, the same number for administrative buildings, and $0.6 for digital infrastructure. The sum total of estimated damage to infrastructure in Ukraine so far of this war is over $108 billion. This table includes the information that we've just looked at, but it also includes the lost income from all of the different sectors that we've just run through. So this essentially is looking at the economic damage that the physical damage has caused. And as you can see, the economic loss that's been caused is actually much greater than the physical cost of the damage. Not surprisingly, industry and business services is the most affected of all of these different categories. And it's estimated that almost $30 billion worth of income has been lost by all of the businesses that have been affected directly by this war. The next biggest sector affected is agriculture. As you'll know if you follow the channel, a lot of the areas that have been invaded by Russia are large agricultural areas. They produce a lot of grain for export. And the total estimated losses so far from agriculture are $23.4 billion. The next highest sector with estimated losses is commerce, coming in at $23.3 billion. And number four on the list is transportation, which is estimated to have lost $17.8 billion. The final sector that's in double figures here is energy, and it's estimated that $11.6 billion worth of income has been lost due to the damage to all of the energy infrastructure. In total, the estimated loss of income through to the 1st of August 2022 is estimated to be $128.8 billion. In addition to the physical damage and the loss of income, the other major cost is the cost of reconstruction and recovery. And as you can see, the rebuilding cost is actually the largest of all of these three columns. The biggest single category of cost here is housing. As we've just discussed, around 130,000 units have been lost so far, and to rebuild all of those, including the costs of demolishing all of the damage, clearing the area and making sure that it's safe and sound, the total cost of rebuilding all those units is over $75 billion. In a similar vein, the second largest cost is the rebuild for the transportation infrastructure, because this isn't just a case of relaying some tarmac roads. All of the existing damage needs to be cleared away. The ground needs to be made sure that it's safe and sound, and there's no structural problems, there's no debris, there's no military equipment or bombs or anything that could cause problems in the future. So all of this is very expensive, and then the new infrastructure has to be laid on top of that. And the total cost of replacing all of the damaged infrastructure is $42.3 billion. The cost of rebuilding all of the lost business is estimated to be $18.3 billion, and the cost of restoring the agriculture business is $17.5 billion. Recovering social services is estimated to cost $6.7 billion, replacing all of the vehicles that have been damaged, $4.6 billion, and getting education back up and running is estimated to cost $4.7 billion. In total, the recovery and restoration costs to get Ukraine back to where it was before any of this conflict started is $185 billion. In addition to the rebuild and recovery costs, the World Bank has estimated that it will cost $70 billion to demine the whole of the Ukraine area. Obviously, if people are going to go back to normal everyday existence, there can't be any risks of landmines being in existence anywhere. And so there will need to be a comprehensive program put in place to remove all mines from the area. So taking this cost into account, the total rebuild and recovery cost is coming in at $255 billion. So amalgamating all of these figures, the total loss of business, damage and recovery costs for Ukraine right now is coming in at around about $500 billion. This graph shows the total amount of aid that has been provided to Ukraine during the course of the war. You can see that we've got three bar charts here. The USA is the largest single contributor in terms of aid. The EU is the next largest contributor, and then we've amalgamated the aid from all other countries, including the UK, which has actually committed the second largest amount of aid after the USA. Currently, around $6.5 billion have been provided by the UK. So as you can see from this table, the USA has provided over $40 billion worth of aid so far. The EU has provided around $28 billion, and the rest of the world have provided over $10 billion. So that gives us a total of more than $80 billion so far provided in direct aid to Ukraine. And in terms of putting this into the context of the global economy, that's obviously $80 billion that could have been spent on investment and development. So it could have helped grow the global economy, but as it is, it's aid that's being given to Ukraine and therefore will not be adding any direct positive contribution to GDP. In terms of the split of that aid, I thought it was useful to share this table with you, which shows the level of military support that's being provided by each country. Again, as you can see, the USA is providing by far the highest level of military assistance. So far, the USA has provided around $6 billion worth of aid in the form of weapons and equipment, and around $18 billion of financial aid with military purposes. The UK is the next biggest provider of military support, providing around $4 billion in total, followed by Poland, Germany, Canada, Norway, Denmark, Czech Republic, Greece and Estonia. And the total amount of aid provided for military purposes is somewhere in the region of $40 billion. So jumping back to this table, it shows that the aid that's being provided by Ukraine is roughly around 50% for direct military assistance and around 50% for humanitarian reasons. At the start of the war, the population of Ukraine was around 44 million people. And it's estimated that since the war started, 12 million people have been displaced. They've left their homes and fled the area. And of those 12 million, it's estimated that 5 million have left the country and 7 million have moved on within Ukraine. The United Nations have stated that as of the 4th of July, more than 5.2 million refugees from Ukraine have been recorded across Europe, and around 3.5 have applied for temporary residence in another country. In terms of the split of where those refugees have gone to, it's estimated that around 1.4 million have gone to Russia, 1.2 million to Poland, 83,000 to Moldova, the same number to Romania, 80,000 to Slovakia, 26,000 to Hungary, and 10,000 to Belarus. However, after leaving Ukraine, a lot of the refugees have subsequently moved on to other countries. And the UN is estimating that there are around 870,000 Ukrainians in Germany, 380,000 in the Czech Republic, and 142,000 in Italy. Now, it's difficult to put an exact value on the cost of refugees because obviously these people are coming to the country with nothing and therefore they have to be housed and fed and they may be given job opportunities. So there is a social cost involved in all of this. And this table shows the estimated cost of housing those refugees for the period through to the end of July. And this is based on an assumed cost of $500 per person per month. So as you can see, the estimated cost incurred by Poland is $2.4 billion. Germany is around $1.7 billion. The Czech Republic around $800 million. And then we have a variety of countries, including Turkey, Italy, Spain, France, Romania, United Kingdom and Bulgaria, all of whom have incurred costs of hundreds of millions of dollars to house these refugees. So as I said, it's difficult to put an exact figure on it. And obviously these numbers are increasing month on month. The longer the war goes on, the higher the costs will get. But it's estimated that at the moment, the total cost of housing all the refugees, and this doesn't include the people who have moved within Ukraine, the total cost so far of the external migration of people is around $10 billion. Now, one of the most difficult things to estimate is the total cost of this war to Russia. Russia is not releasing any information whatsoever in terms of the number of casualties, the losses in terms of military equipment, and the costs involved. Obviously, Russia will never give out any of that information. So all the information I'm about to give you is really an estimate, but these calculations have been put together by people who understand military. They know what the cost of this equipment is. They know the likely amount of damage and the loss of personnel, and therefore have been put together with the best estimate that we can. At the start of the war, Consultancy EU provided this analysis, which detailed the estimated losses by Russia in the first 100 hours of full-scale invasion. So this was essentially the first 4 days of the conflict. At that time, it was estimated that Russia had lost 29 jets at a cost of $2.5 billion, 29 helicopters at a cost of $400 million, 75 artillery pieces at a cost of $117 million, 191 tanks at a cost of $452 million, 816 armoured vehicles at a cost of over $800 million, and 5,300 personnel at a total lifetime cost of $2.7 billion. And those personnel figures are calculated on the basis of what that person would contribute to the Russian economy over the rest of their lifetime if they had not been killed. And that's estimated at around $500,000 per person. So a total estimated cost of $7 billion for the first 4 days gives us an average estimated cost of $1.75 billion per day. In June, Sofrep, which is a media outlet focused on military news, estimated that the daily cost of the war to Russia was coming in at $900 million. And this was just the pure military cost. It didn't include any economic implications. So the two sets of figures I've just shown you have an estimated cost between $900 million and $1.75 billion per day. So for the sake of ease and to be conservative compared with the original estimate, if we assume that this war is costing Russia $1 billion per day, the total cost so far is over $167 billion, because this war has been going on now for more than 167 days. And as I said at the beginning of the video, there's no real end in sight. We can't see when this conflict is going to end. There's no form of negotiation. There's nothing being discussed that could bring a conclusion. So this is becoming a really expensive conflict for Russia. This could very well prove to be its most expensive conflict ever. But of course, the total cost to Russia is not just the military cost for the invasion. There's also the economic damage. And the economic damage to Russia is much greater than $167 billion. It's impossible to be able to forecast the total direct impact of the sanctions right now. But if we look at the GDP for Russia, in 2021, Russia had a GDP of $1.8 trillion. So it was growing, it was doing very well. And it's estimated that it will see a fall of at least 10% in that GDP in 2022. Some estimates are more aggressive than 10%, but if we take 10% as a rough figure, then that fall in GDP would equate to $180 billion. But that's not really the full story, because Russia was growing year on year. So we're just looking at the contraction in the GDP. In a normal financial year, Russia would have expected to grow its GDP by another 3 to 5%. So the actual impact on the Russian economy is going to be significantly more than $200 billion. And that's in addition to the $167 billion and counting for the military cost of the invasion. So in total, we're looking at an overall cost of around a third of $1 trillion so far. And as I said just a minute ago, we don't know when this is going to stop. So this is like a running tap for Russia. They are seeing their finances being decimated. And this is one of the reasons why I'm posting these videos, is that we haven't really seen the impact of this feeding through in any figures yet, but it will hurt the Russian economy. There is absolutely no doubt about it. You can't spend this amount of money on a war and lose this amount of business without having to bear the consequences in your economy. In terms of the impact on the global economy, again, it's very, very difficult to be able to put an exact figure on it. We walked through some of the numbers earlier in terms of how much aid is being provided by each country. And obviously the $80 billion that we talked about is being lost from the economy. But the real implication of this war is the sanctions and what's happening as a direct result of those sanctions. And because of the sanctions and the combination of rising inflation and interest rates that we've got all around the world, everybody's now far more cautious about what's going to happen for the rest of 2022 and into 2023. And in 2021, the global GDP was around $96 trillion, really big number. And we saw growth of 6% in 2021. Now, the World Bank has been cutting back its forecast for 2022 the longer that this war has gone on. And the current forecast is now at around 3%. So we've seen a fall of around 3% from 2021 to 2022 in GDP growth. And that 3% on a $96 trillion GDP equates to around $2.9 trillion. So that's the value that's been wiped out of the global economy. And it could get much worse yet, because as I just mentioned, the World Bank is constantly changing its GDP forecasts. So it's likely that it'll be cut back further and further the more that prices continue rising and the more that these sanctions take hold on the global economy. So we could easily see this figure rising above 3 trillion. It could be above 4 trillion. It could be above 5 trillion in a worst case scenario. And this is just for 2022. If this war continues on into 2023, then obviously it will continue to have an impact. So the overall impact of this war is absolutely enormous. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because the cost of war is a really interesting question. And it's not something you can ever get a definitive answer to, because nobody publishes the real costs. And also, it's really difficult to put those costs together because there are so many different countries that are being impacted. If you follow the channel, you'll know that we've seen countries all across the globe being affected directly by what's happening to oil prices and food prices and inflation. And a lot of that is as a direct result of the Ukraine war. So the impact of this war is absolutely massive. And I wanted to try and put a ballpark figure onto it. And the number that we've got to right now is more than $3 trillion. That's just the impact on the global GDP. If you then add in the cost that Russia's incurring, which is potentially around a third of a trillion, the rebuilding costs of Ukraine, the costs of the aid that's being provided, the costs of looking after all the refugees, this is astronomical. This is the biggest single impact that we've seen on the global economy since the global financial crisis of 2008. An absolute disaster, and all completely man-made, completely avoidable, didn't need to happen. But unfortunately, we are where we are. So I wanted to really try to flesh out the details, give you some more information, try to put it into perspective, and really try to show everybody the damage that's being caused right now because of what's happening in Ukraine. Really a big shame for the global economy, because 2022 could have been a really great year, could have been a record year, but I think as it stands, we're seeing everything being pushed down, and potentially we're going into recession before the end of this year. So hopefully you found today's analysis and information useful, informative and educational. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.